Hey, just after 9 o'clock here at KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM here in Portland, 100.7 FM Corvallis, Albany, 91.9 White Salmon, Washington, Columbia Gorge, and worldwide at www.kboo.fm. No matter where you're listening, welcome. Now time for Drinking from Puddles. My name is Brandon. Thanks always to DJ Audio and his crew for another fine nonstop hip-hop presentation. You who may just be tuning in, if you consider yourself at all even potentially a sensitive listener, Drinking from Puddles, the following program not recommended for sensitive listeners. If you are one, please turn off your radio at this time, rejoining KBOO sometime in the future. Also, the following program is being made possible in part by KBO Foundation members and a grant from Music Millennium celebrating 37 years as a Portland recorded music store. Millennium features a wide selection of music and DVDs, including a larger local artist section, and they have two locations, one at 32nd and East Burnside, another one at Northwest 23rd and Johnson, both here in Portland. So, of course, I'm going to play some bands coming to town later and a special announcement about one show in particular. And other stuff as well. We're going to start off with some new music. Started the show off with this record a month or two ago when it came out. It's by the band Paik. It's called Monster of the Absolute. It's on the local Portland label Strange Attractors Audio House. I believe I played a different track than this one. I'm crossing my fingers. This one is called Snake Face. Again, it's Paik. That's spelled P-A-I-K. And it's here for you on listener-supported KBO Portland and the program Drinking from Puddles.
just the way it is. I can't take hanging much longer like this. So take no chances, feel no pain. Everybody's gotta be the same. Don't wanna go home, but it's colder than hell. Wanna be happy now, but I can't get well. These are the ones that can look but cannot touch, and this is the one that I want too much. So take no chances, feel no pain, everybody. I'm thinking about my future now and where I wanna go. I hang up on the telephone, I don't even say hello. I'm feeling too sensitive and weak inside, even though I still gotta hide. So take no chances, feel no pain.
Do you think it makes sense now? Honey, to leave. Do you think it makes sense, honey, now? To leave. Now is the time. Now is the place. Honey, do you think it makes sense? Honey, do you think it makes sense? To leave. Honey, do you think it makes sense to spend the time and the money on giving it all up? Honey, do you think it makes sense?
That's LKN, Lauren K. Newman here on Drinking from Puddles. I can think of a better question. I'm going to talk more about what has happened to Lauren and a concert you can attend to help benefit her. So opposite of what I normally do, I'm going to instead read back the list of artists that you heard from the top of the show to the end. This is Drinking from Puddles on listener-supported KBO Portland. My name is Brandon. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We did start off at the top of the hour with a band called Paik, P-A-I-K, off a Portland label called Strange Attractors Audio House that I feature often. And the song was called Snake Face, and that release is called Monster of the Absolute. Followed that up with Vetiver, You May Be Blue, from their To Find Me Gone release. That's brand new as well from Vetiver. It's summer, first day of summer, summer solstice, so I went and reached back for an old one from the late 80s, Sacred Miracle Cave. They did that song called Summertime, and definitely a favorite over the years on this show, Sacred Miracle Cave. After that, The Exciters from either the late 60s or early 70s, they did The Exciters theme. After that, we heard from Paleface with Take No Chances, Feel No Pain. That's from a demo CD that I don't usually like. I have, you know, this huge disclaimer on my MySpace thing that basically would almost certainly keep anyone from sending the CD. But I guess because I requested his friendship and he had come out with that amazing version of Cops in the World of the early 90s and stuff, and so I guess he felt confident enough, despite that. Send me that. It's excellent. If you, it's not in stores, obviously, but maybe he sells it off his page. Look up Paleface, one word. And if you do make an inquiry, tell him you heard it on Drinking from Puddles. After Paleface, we heard a classic from Wire, from their Pink Flag record, Low Down. And it's just seen yet another reissue. Album's probably been reissued at least half a dozen times, but this one on Pink Flag Records, and as the name might indicate, I believed it's owned and operated by the members of Wire. So there you go. Certainly a classic, and if you don't have it, worthy of picking up on any imprint you can find it. And you'd help Wire out, I'm sure, even more so by getting the new one. After Wire, Prophet Prayers, the old gospel tune, Tree of Life, is waiting for me. Prophet Prayers, Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, of course. After that, new stuff from the Coach Whips, Mr. Hyde from their latest Double Death. And if you heard me play the Coach Whips 3 weeks ago or so, I said there's good news and bad news. The good news is that the new record is just amazing. It's out on Narnak again, called Double Death. Bad news, Coach Whips apparently are breaking up or have broken up. Just a shame, because they were so tremendous live, and this new one, you know, it's hard for bands to continue to improve, and Coach Whips seem to be on that plane of ascendance. So Mr. Hyde again, from the new one, Double Death by Coach Whips. And then at the end of it, Lauren Newman, LKN. If I can think of a better question from one of her more recently released CDs, Postulate 1 on Gray Day. And it may be a while before there's another one. Most of you, or some of you at least, probably have heard. Lauren had an unfortunate accident where she fell down a flight of stairs. She has cracked her skull and suffered other injuries. Of course, she's a musician, doesn't have the type of medical insurance that covers all those expenses, if she has any at all. I'm not quite sure, but I know she is in need of funding and obviously can't do her normal line of work, and certainly wish her a speedy and complete recovery. But we're going to break into sets of bands coming to town now, and I want to make special mention of this benefit show that's coming up this Friday. It is happening at a place called the Modish Building, and since it's not a normal venue, let me give you the address. The Modish Building is located at 333 Southwest Park Street. I believe that's right downtown. And it's this Friday, July 23rd. There's the Swallows, We Quit. I think that's two different bands. Dantronics, the DJ, and Scout Niblet, who, of course, is one of the most featured artists here on the program in the last, 3, 4 or so years. And Scout is, like Lauren, both proficient on guitar and drums, and does so in the same set usually. Lauren, if you had seen her previous band, Avenue of the Strongest, is just as good as she is on guitar and amazing as a front person. I'm always like torn because she was just so incredible on drums, and hopefully will be again. I checked online before I came. There's 100. You have to buy tickets online. Oh yeah, let me give you the site. It's www.helplkn.com. In other words, helplkn.com. You can donate to Lauren's cause. It's a suggested donation of $10 to $20. And then in the message or box, you can put, please put me on the list for the show. And that's how you get to go. Like I said, I checked earlier today and there was 110 left. I don't know how often they update it, but certainly worth it. Either way, I mean, if you can't go, it'd still be great if you could donate and help Lauren out, because she really needs it, and obviously you don't have to go, and I suppose put in the box, something nice to say and mention that you're not going, but it would be worth it either to get the satisfaction of helping someone who needs it and deserves it, and she's such a wonderful person as well, and so bright and enthusiastic and outgoing. If you've ever had a chance to actually meet her. But obviously worth it for the show itself. And Scout Niblet always brings it, is always entertaining. I wish I had her doing that Cars song. Maybe that will come out soon. But all her records are just really, really good. And, you can see Scout again in a benefit for LKN. It's this Friday at the Modish Building, 333 Southwest Park. You can get your tickets at www.helplkn.com. It's an entire benefit. All the money is going to help out Lauren. So we are going to hear from another one from Scout's latest, Kidnapped by Neptune. And not that we haven't heard it before, but we're going to hear it now. And this one is called Lullaby for Scout in 10 Years. Scout Niblett, it's here for you on Trinkin' from Puddles, and you can see her this Friday at the Modish Building, and that'd be really cool if you did.
your sentence starts to me, I still don't know. Are you the mystery of long ago?
Drinking from Puddles on KBO Portland.
If you wanna see something patriotic, there's a stripper. He don't look that good, but he's got an all-American smile that fills his underwear with all the lonely dollars from all the lonely men who no one ever suffered. Spend all their lonely hours. They're already gone. No one's running for cover. The farther you run away, the more you have to hide in the dark, white as the worm that crawls in the patriot's heart. It is so red, white, and blue, the way he works the bar, selling his embraces like Mr. President or a falling star. And he don't care, babe, if you're worldly or wise. He's just looking for men with sin in their eyes. And he always says the same thing. He said, so how you doing, baby? I'm your rod and your staff, and for a tip you can touch me. And after a few tequilas I've become something holy. And this crappy little bar with its sweating mirror and it's mildewed ceiling, I'm more full of love, yeah, than even natural selection. And dollar for dollar, babe,
Thank you.
Every question not to ask in an interview, I would suppose, of Sonic Youth. They go right there. Sonic Youth from their new one, wrapping up a whole set of towns coming to town, or a whole set of bands and artists coming to town here on the Drinking from Puddles program. I'm Brandon. Thanks for tuning in. It is listener-supported KBO Portland. Sonic Youth there with Ore from their Rather Ripped, the new one on Interscope. And the date for the Sonic Youth show is July 1st with Awesome Color at the Roseland. Before that, Mark Eitzel with his cohort's American Music Club. They won't be in tow this time, but Mark is coming. We heard Patriot's Heart from the latest American Music Club doing a love song for Patriots, or from the CD Love Song for Patriots on Merge Records. Mark Eitzel, and he is playing the Doug Fir on June 23rd this week. Before Mark, Emily Hay and Marcos Fernandez did the title track to the release We Are on Accretions Records. And there's a couple Emily Hay and Marcos Fernandez releases, or excuse me, shows this week. One June 27th, and that's at Dante's. And also one at the Dunes on June 26th. So I read them backwards, but they're back-to-back. June 26th at the Dunes, June 27th at Dante's, Emily Hay and Marcos Fernandez. Before that, Dead Moon did One World. Dead Moon have a show this week with the Oblivion Seekers and the Nice Boys at Dante's. That's this Friday, June 23rd. Russian Circles did Enter, the title track from their release on Flame Shovel. And Russian Circles show is next Wednesday night, June 28th, at Sabala's. And then started that set off with Scout Niblet and a lullaby for Scout to sing in 10 years. And Scout is playing that benefit show at the Modish Building, 333 Southwest Park. It's a benefit for Lauren K. Newman, LKN. And again, if you weren't listening earlier, she has unfortunately suffered some very serious injuries, including a fractured skull. And it's a benefit for her to help defray medical expenses. You can check, see, or get your tickets online. There were some earlier, according to the website. Again, the location to get your tickets on the internet would be www.helplkn.com or www.helplkn.com. Easier way to remember it. Totally worthwhile. Also on the bill, Swallows, We Quit, and Dantronics. Scout Niblet's who we heard. So let's move on now with more bands coming to town. Here is some extremely exciting concert news. Shows not for a while, not till September 16th, but one of my favorite bands of all time. So looks like you can sort of pencil in a Mission of Burma track between here and mid-September. And also because they have a new one, and it's so excellent, called The Obliterati. It's on Matador. And tonight we're going to hear the song twice. Mission of Burma is here for you on Drinking from Puddles.
Poke and seek to rip. I need more is music. From all the boys, the one I take home is music. From all the ladies, the one I kiss is music.
Sometimes I'd rather kill myself. soak up the weather, suck up the sun into your bones and move on. I see a snake and a girl in a snow white Nevada light. I feel the itch to go.
what I think I see. Looking out at me from the primal dust, from the primal dust.
That's a former guest here on the show, Lion Fever, and this is Drinking from Puddles. I'm Brandon. That's a whole set of bands coming to town here on the program tonight. Yeah, Lion Fever, they were back here live on the show when they used to be a Portland band. Now they're from L.A., so their appearances are far and fewer. And they, we heard the song from them, The Zoo. The date for their upcoming appearance here is June 29th at the Food Hole. Lion Fever wrapping up a set of all bands coming to town on the Drinking from Puddles program tonight. This is KBOO, listener-supported radio here in Portland. Thanks for tuning in. Before Lion Fever, we heard Magnolia Electric Company, sort of. That was back when the Magnolia Electric Company songwriter guy, Jason Molina, went one record under the name Pyramid Electric Company. Of course, previous to that, he was Songs Ohio and stuff, not wanting ever to, you know, have that burdensome popularity dragging him down around his neck. He keeps changing the name. Then a couple records now as Magnolia Electric Company, and no matter what moniker he records under, it's always excellent, one of my favorites. From Pyramid Electric Company, the release, we heard Red Comet Dust on Secretly Canadian, and the date for the Magnolia Electric Company performance at the Holocene is August 1st. Before that, Kristen Hirsch, multiple-time guest here on the show, did Snake Oil from her release, The Grotto, and she has just moved here, which is such great news for us because all of a sudden she's popping up around town. July 11th, you can see her at Mississippi Studios. Also, I know she's opening a show at the Aladdin later on for somebody soon. And, well, you could check thealaddin.com for more information if I can't find it for you here in the next second or two. And 50 Foot Wave, her rock and roll band, is playing the PDX Pop Festival on July 29th. So, yeah, before Kristen Hirsch with Snake Oil, we heard from Agent Orange doing Bloodstains. Agent Orange are coming to town playing June 29th at Sabala's. Before Agent Orange, we heard from CSS, a new band from Brazil, I believe, doing My Hot Hot Sex is Music. And that's from their Kansai to Sexy 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 release, new on Sub Pop, if it's even out yet. The CSS show isn't for quite a ways down the road, but I wanted to play that new one. It's at the Crystal, but they're opening for Ladytron on October 15th, so definitely a ways down the road. Alexi Murdoch, before CSS, did Home from his latest Time Without Consequence, which you also heard last week. And the Alexi Murdoch show is happening July 21st at Mississippi Studios. He's also doing a in-store appearance at Music Millennium Northwest at 6 p.m. that same day, July 21st. And started that set off with Mission of Burma and Twice from their latest, The Obliterati, on Matador. And Mission of Burma also a ways away, but very excited about the show, September 16th at the Doug Fir. So got about 12 minutes left. Want to try to fit in as many more bands coming to town as possible. Again, as I mentioned last week when we heard this new one from Joan Jett, unfortunately, it's not like a Joan Jett show per se. She's part of the Warped Tour and really the only artist I think worth seeing on it. But it's July 16th at Columbia Meadows. And she's certainly worthwhile every single time. This new one from the record Sinner on Blackheart Records, this song here I feel especially strong about because I know we're in sort of dark times, but we have to take it upon ourselves to do something and change the world, as Joan says. Drinking from Puddles, KBOO. Oh, wait. This is it. This is it. Drinking from Puddles, KBO Portland, Joan Jett here. Check her out.
never get it.
Want to get it all behind me. You know everything reminds me. I can be myself without you. Wanna crawl down deep inside. The springs inside the mattress. Where I cry my dirty secrets. Cause I just can't shake a feeling.
It's the Buzzcocks here with O on Drinking from Puddles. I'm Brandon, wrapping up a little set of bands come to town. Buzzcocks' third date is July 28th. Another band that always is worthwhile, at Dante's. Nico Case did set out running, former guest here on the show. Nico's show at the Crystal is June 30th. Joan Jett, Change the World from Sinner, the new one on Black Hearts. And Joan Jett, her show is July 16th at Columbia Meadows, part of the Warp Tour. I've been Brandon. Coming up next is Aaron with the Life Dream Wartime Show. Stick around for that. I think they're going to have a live band. Going to leave here with one last band coming to town. They're called Comets on Fire, and they have a just-announced date at Holocene for August 18th. I'll be back next Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Hope you'll join me at that time. Until then, for KBO Portland, listener-supported radio, I'm Brandon. This is Comets on Fire with Wild Whiskey. See you later. Adios. Next week, see Comets on Fire, August 18th at the Holocene. Bye.